Dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus. We so appreciate your presence here today. Now, God, we do know that nothing is hard for you. And Lord, we just ask this day that your word would truly touch our hearts. And God, really, if it just even touched one, what a value in the face of eternity that would be. Lord, help us to enter in this day. There's souls that are in the balance. My soul is in the balance this day. God, is it within us to say, I will go? Lord, you're calling to us at such a great time. And Lord, to such a great calling. Lord, truly, all that is within me, may we praise the Lord this day. God, bring us together to be a thankful people, a people joyous, a people so grateful to God for the Son that you gave that came to live and died upon that cross for us. God, I don't care what this old world says anymore. I know the complacency abounds. The love of many is waxing cold. There's such a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And there's only one power that be, and that's of God, and that's in His Son. Lord, help us to rejoice in that this day. Thank you again for your great grace. I pray for all of your precious people today, everywhere in this wondrous world, God. Encourage them, lift them up, let them know that Christ liveth. And praise God that Christ liveth in me. We give this to you. May we magnify that wondrous Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of John. We'll be in the 6th chapter. That's John chapter 6. And we'll begin reading from the 65th verse. John 6, 65. And Jesus said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I don't know about you, but I almost can't get through that. It's a big why me, Lord. It really is. I'm sure Peter was broken at that time. Thou hast the words of eternal life. You think of that definitive moment. And praise be to God, I hope you've had it. And you know what? We need it again and again and again and again. And this day I came to this pulpit with just the prayer upon my own life and yours as well. Lord, may it be the realization this morning. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Not only the meaning of life, but Lord, Thou hast the meaning of life for me. For me. It's mine personally. Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I'm thrilling today because that's exactly the life that He gave us. John 3:15 says, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now I'm telling you, that's something. That's not just a life that has no end, but that's life without beginning or an end. That's life that has always been and always will be. Now I don't know about you, but my mind just left the room. My heart just took a fly, and I'm telling you what, that's your Jesus. And He'll take you as deep as you want to go. Yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. I think of the time that we spend in this world. The time that we spend to get educated. The time we spend to make money. The time we spend to live in better homes, bigger cars, all of those things. And yet the time that God so clearly told us, redeem that time, is slipping away. Only what's done for Christ is going to last. Only what Christ is going to do in you is going to last. And Christ in me is the hope of glory. And I said to a brother the other day, I know he'd been going through a hard time, but I loved it. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? You look awful good in glory. He had the glory on. He had the glory of God on him. It was beaming again. That's what God wants to do in us. That's the shine that shines the light in this dark world of no hope. That's the shine in the grocery store when the lady comes up to you brokenhearted and said, what is it about you? Why are you glowing so? Well, let me tell you about my friend Jesus. Let me tell you about the eternal words of life that live and abide and reign in me. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. You know, and I don't really know how he did it. You don't either. Why he did it? Oh my, the mercy, the grace, the love, the power. I'm learning just to go into that throne room and say, well, praise be to God, I got it. Don't have to understand it. He just said it was so. I wish my kids would get that about their daddy. My, oh my, he's got many a lesson, doesn't he? But brothers and sisters, the moment that we believed, what a monumental moment that was. The Word came to live in us. The Word came. And now we have His eternal life. I don't know about you, but it brings a smile to my face. I'm thankful. You talk about feeling pretty good. You talk about feeling totally awesome. But that's your Jesus. That's what He does. I remember that slogan, don't worry, be happy. I found out how to be happy in Jesus. I just lived the life of His dwelling. It's already there. And it dwells in me. Praise be to God. Now, I'm thankful to say this, but my happiness is not predicated about what's going on around me. If it was, and if that's what it's predicated upon you, I'll guarantee you right now, you're a pretty miserable person. Absolutely. This life is going to disappoint you. But see, what God has shown me, it's not about what's going on out there. It's about what's going on in here. Absolutely. And more importantly, what He's put in there. What He's putting in there. What He's building in there. I've been just rejoicing. A vessel of four prepared unto glory. Praise be to God. I'm thankful that He didn't see me as an Olympic swimmer. I'm thankful He didn't see me as the President of the United States. I'm thankful that He didn't see me as one of the great billionaires in this world. But I'm thankful to God. And I'm going to stand before Him someday and I'm going to say, Jesus, praise Your name. You got it done. You finished that good work. A vessel of four prepared unto glory. I've got a vision. And it's reality. And if the Word of God is true, I'm telling you, we're sitting on the riches of rich. You're sitting on the eternity of glory and riches itself. The very grace of God to be bestowed, making known to all that I have loved you. You want to go there? I want to go there. I want to be over there. And I'm so glad to God. I'm claiming my citizenship that He's already given me. He's given you that. If you know Christ as Savior here today, you are a son of God. You're a son of God. You're a child of the King. I'm not waiting to get over there in a sense. He said, I'm already seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ. I don't just have an assigned seat. I tell you to move around a lot. But I'm seated there. I can see that face. I can look to Him today, just as Brother Peter looked in his face. And he said, where else am I going to go? Where else are you going to go? Where else any of you going to go today? I hope you know it. Thou hast the words of eternal life. The peace that passes understanding when you get a glimpse of that. Thou hast the words of eternal life. I can't tell you how many people that have told me, oh, I've got the word of the day for you. And the little books and the little internet things, I get the word of the day for you. And here's what the little quip is of the day. And the calendar that's got a nice little saying. The eternal words of life. words of eternal life. It's there. I like looking in the face of Jesus. It's a face that's never disappointed me yet. It's eyes I look into that I know that have never forsaken my life. Eyes that only love me. Eyes that are only looking out for my best. That's my God. Praise His name. And it's for everybody. Do you know that Jesus Christ said, I would that all men be saved. I would that all men be saved. Isn't that a wonderful statement? Not a respecter of person. He wants everybody to have this. But you know what all starts with that thing that they've made fun of? Ye must be born again. You must receive His Spirit. You must be born of God. And in that, He saves the Jew and the Gentile. Yes. He saves the bond and the free. He saves the young and the old, the male and the female. Moses, some called him a prince of Egypt, saved him. But you know, he didn't forget about Rahab the prostitute. What about Matthew, the tax collector? I didn't realize he could save somebody that worked for the IRS. Come on. I'm glad we have a sense of humor. What about Luke, a doctor? Or Peter, a fisherman? Weren't those ignorant men? What did the power of God do in their life? What about Paul, so self-righteous, a Pharisee, looking down upon everybody? Oh, you're no good. You're not keeping the law like me. But yet, you know, God saw something in him too. He says, I see a heart. I see a soul. And I'm going to send my Son. And He appeared to him on the road to Damascus. And just as Peter realized, Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. See, where are we looking today? Where are we going for our satisfaction and our help? This is free. I don't have to pay for the event. I don't have to subscribe to the newsletter. I don't have to get the tapes and pop them in. Thou hast the words of eternal life. They're living in me. You're going to cry before the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus, that Your Word lives in me. The only thing it lives in. It's the only thing. He put it in His people. He didn't put it in the animals. He didn't put it in all of these different places. He put it in you. You're that vessel that holds this by the grace of God. You're the vessel that responds to this by the grace of God. You're the special vessel that He put that wondrous Word in, that responds to Him and says, thank you, Jesus, for putting the words of eternal life in me. Got you feeling pretty good, doesn't it? All those problems, I praise the Lord, let them leave the room. Let them get out of here. God, You love me. All His children are favored. You know that? I know a few of you think you're favored above me, but you're not. And don't you ever think that I'm favored above you. We're all favored. Absolutely favored. The very apple of His eye. This Word is for you. It's yours. I've seen it. I used to be in that business. I'd see those kids that hadn't seen their grandparents for so long, and shame on them. They didn't get around them. They didn't really care. But boy, when they are gone, when they're gone, and here comes the will. Woo! What did He give for me? Huh? They show up reading it line upon line. And you know what? They even get counsel to help them read it. And that's an inheritance that's going to go. It's going to pass away. It's not going to be here. Moth's going to get it. Thieves are going to steal it. And let me tell you, them thieves are everywhere. But He's given you something that nobody can take. It's forever. And your title deed, the will, whatever you want to call it, it's in these pages, the Word. And yet we ignore it. We just pass it by. Oh, God help us. Look at all the things we look to. I hope this convicts us today. Pick your head up. Let Him pick your head up. He loves you. That's why He's dealing with you. Every one of us have ignored the Lord at one time or another. And if He tarry, He's going to have to show you the depth of His love over and over and over again. He's faithful. All I'm trying to do is to encourage you by the grace of God today is wake up to His faithfulness. You're forever faithful. You still love me even after that. You're still dealing with me and I did that. That's the love of God. Nothing can separate you from it.
Amen.
Start learning of Him. The words of eternal life. Oh my goodness. Praise be to God. I look out here and aren't you just thankful to the Lord? How diverse, truly. This is for everybody. I would that all men be saved. He is no respecter of person. Absolutely. There's an age of accountability for every man and woman that has walked upon this earth. I know God takes care of the children, so I don't even worry about that. But He reveals Himself even in nature. It's there. They look into a snowflake. The Trinity written all over it. No two alike. How could it be? Oh, this place just evolved. A little jelly something, as we've heard so many times, just flipped up out of the water, grew some legs and did this and got to thinking and built a whole world. Oh, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But you know, the love of God is causing me to love them too.
Amen.
With such passion. He died for them.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, it's just too good. His Word is too pure. It's been tried. Perfect. The words of eternal life. And what will you do with them this morning? We just passing through today. What do you think? Oh, Grandma saw me across the way. I'm here today. Now look it. I'm grateful to God and His faithfulness. He brought you here. Know what He wants to give you. Know what monumental time this is, that the very God of very God is dealing with your life today. I understand what the love of God means when you look at His people and you love them. And I love you. It's not of me, it's just of God. But how could we not weep over one another? I cry for joy because I know what God can do. I rejoice with tears because I know what He's doing. But I also weep because I know. I do know what some of you are missing. And the Word of God tells us it's a fleeting life. And you've got one. And it's soon going to pass. And I've seen so many, so many. It's always, oh, I wish I had. I could have done that. I should have done that. Well, today, you know what? Each and every one of us, we're without excuse. By His grace, He's brought us here today. And what are we going to do with Jesus? Really, it's that simple. The master plan, the blueprint of success, of happiness, of joy unspeakable and full of glory, of truly understanding when, Lord, I've done my best for You, but my home seems to be falling apart and I don't know why. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus. I want to stand upon the promises of God. I don't want any wavering. I want to know the glory that He has called me to. And as for me and my house, I don't care what kind of fight we're going to go at. We're going to serve the Lord. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yes. And you know this is our home too. And you know that we're in the greatest of fight. Because compromise has come into so many pulpits today. God help us. God help us. Oh, who are you to say these things? Well, you know what? I'm anointed of the Lord. Don't know why. Didn't really ask for it. But God brought it. And you know what? You're anointed of the Lord too. You have an anointing on your life. Do you realize the anointing that you got on your life? We sing about the first trumpet rapture. My goodness. My goodness. When the first trumpet sounds, I'll be there. I'm just so grateful for His faithfulness. I can't imagine. He's brought that into my life. And by the grace of God, in His faithfulness, you can live it. You can live it. But brothers and sisters, we're feasting on the Word of God. Do you realize the table that He spread for us? Come on now. Let's feed. Oh, I pray to God that He gives us a taste for every single bit of it. Now, whatever you're feeding upon, how limited, I still say praise the Lord. Are you a milk drinker? Praise God. But as the Word said, I want you feasting on the meat. I want you feasting on the meat. It made me think about when I was a kid growing up. You know, I never liked tomatoes. It repulsed me. But you know, as I got older, I couldn't get enough of them. And especially those little cherry red tomatoes. Maybe it was my heritage, the Italian tomato. Ooh, it's a good one. But I could eat so many of them now, I get sores in my mouth. But see, it's that maturity. It's what the love of God can do. As we grow up, our taste buds change, don't they? Huh? Oh, where's He going with this? Well, it's a wonderful thing. Well, see, we talked about last week about a wonderful verse. I think of it like a big juicy steak. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Everybody likes to bite into that. That's a good one. Praise God, brother. We love to hear that. But then, it can even get better. I like cake and ice cream. My kids know it. My pants are feeling it. And it's the truth. I got to watch it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Who didn't like that one? That is, that's dessert all day long. And it is. Absolutely. But you know what they came to find out as they really started looking into our food? Probably the most important thing, vegetables. And you know, I'd say, oh yeah, I like them vegetables. I'll eat carrot and a celery. No. We're talking real vegetables. Things that there was no way I could ever eat. We're talking broccoli and spinach. Ooh. Places no man has trod, right? Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, I'm right there with you, Lord, but also to suffer for His sake. Whew. That was a big plate of spinach. But see, it's got the iron in it, doesn't it? And the calcium and all those things. Praise be to God. And you know how I finally found that I could eat that? It's called salt. I had to sneak some butter in there too, but you got to go with me and stretch. And you know the Lord, how He gets you to eat that? It's called the grace of God. Yeah, it's seasoned with His grace. Seasoned so much with His grace that you start to understand in life that when I am weak, then I'm strong. That's your God. That when I'm so weak, despairing of my own life, in a situation, Lord, I just don't know what to do with it because it's beyond me. That at that very moment, as I yield to God, the very power of Christ rests upon me. The very power. Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. We best get to feasting on this stuff, shouldn't we? Don't you think? Not about gold medals. And I heard about all that swimmer ate. My goodness. I don't know how his parents fed him all that. 16,000 calories a day? You could set me in front of a plate of eclairs and I'd be happy for a while, but I don't think I could accomplish that. But we're doing it for a crown that's not corruptible. Praise God. Do you know that's your life right now? We'll hurry along. The moment we believed, the eternal Word came to live. And that is what keeps you. I've heard it said many times, and I appreciate the Lord. It's my rocking chair. It is. It's what keeps us, brothers and sisters. My emotions, my thoughts, my attitude preserved in the Word of God. I know right away when I haven't been in the Word. Oh yes, you'll know right away too. Well, Pastor's a little huffy today. Was he short with me? Yeah, that's how quick it is. I told you, I'm one of those guys that has to eat about every 3 hours or I start seeing visions. And visions you don't want me to tell you about. How much more the Word of God? He walks with me and He talks with me. And He tells me I'm His own. He keeps speaking those words that He's put in my life. And they're there. They are there. That Word is in my life. Now I got to just allow Him to speak to me. Just let it happen. It's there. He's taken care of it. The Word that works effectually. You've heard that many times. The Word works effectually. That word effectually means God's power in action. I like that. God's power in action. The Word works effectually in them that believe. Love it. I understand I got to believe, God. I understand that I've got to come to You and just believe that You are, believe that You said it, and it is so. And it's working effectually. But I want you to understand this. It's not the faith that works effectually. It's not believing that works effectually. It's the all-powerful, it is written Word. Nothing of me. By grace He gave me the faith to believe it. But by the grace of God, I know that the very power of God is His Son, is the Word. And that's what's working in me. Can we comprehend this power? I don't know. It's going to take eternities to come and then some. But I want you to think of a few things as we leave. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that's in here. Oh, okay. By the Word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And that's in here. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But His words are not going to pass away. Forever with the Lord. forever in here. Mind, soul, and even body. I got to rejoicing about Brother Paul. We talked about him being in prison. And there he was at the end. He knew that his life was, he was ready to be offered. What a wonderful thing. And he had a little buddy Timothy. He loved the Lord. What a brother. And he was coming to see him. And there he was in that cold and damp. I heard my brother, he was in cold and damp shooting range yesterday. But this was a cold and damp prison. And Brother Paul says to him, he says, I'm so thankful you're coming to see me. All in Asia pretty much have forsaken me. I preach the word. I preach the power of his might. And this is what the Lord's given. But you know, he said, I am now ready to be offered. Do you think it was worth it all to him? You knew it was. Praise be to God. He said, I got a crown of righteousness. But he said to Brother Timothy, he said, you know what? I appreciate you coming to see me. But if you come to see me, don't forget my coat. That's what he told him. He said, don't forget my coat. I wonder if he was, I'm kind of on my sons today, if he was dealing with my oldest one. Kind of like that, forgetting everything, but never mind. But don't forget my coat. But then he steps back with the pen. And he says, but you know what? Even if you forget the coat, don't you dare, don't you dare forget the words of eternal life. Don't forget those parchments, son. Don't forget them. They're the most vital thing there could ever be. Timothy, I know you love me. I know you would do anything for me. But the greatest thing that you could bring me is bring me the eternal words of life. It's my comfort. It's my joy. It's my rejoicing. There's nothing that thrills my heart like the eternal words of life, the words of eternal life. They're here for you. They're here for me. Come and sup with me. Come and bring those to my life. And just how important is it, brothers and sisters? Philippians 2:16 in closing says, holding forth the word of life, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Got up here Friday night. I couldn't do anything but weep before him. Lord, you brought this to my life. I looked at you and the Spirit moved in me. And I said, oh Lord, thou art the Christ. Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I'm rich. I am so rich in Jesus. So rich in my Savior, as rich as can be. And I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Is that really what it's about with us, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Happy with Jesus. Happy with Jesus. In my prison, in my home, in my trial, away at school, in the home that I don't have anymore, in a job I hope I had, in a home that might be causing some trial in my life, I'm happy with Jesus alone. I pray that we know what we have. I pray that you know that you have the words of eternal life. Let's bow our head. Dear God, we thank you. We appreciate your supping with us this day. God, these are serious times. Don't need to make it dramatic because it's so far beyond that. It's not worthy to be compared. But Lord, help us to believe that Your words are true. Help us to be a people that is awake, alive in You, and loving Your appearing. God, we thank You again for this gathering. We thank You for Your faithfulness to our lives. Thank You for these words of eternal life. We give You the praise forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen.